How's your audio?
Good, man. How about yours?
Oh, it sounds good. Let's get this thing started.
Blow things like ace.
Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number...
28. I had to think a little bit. It's been a while.
It's been a while, man. It's been a while. How you been?
Good.
Busy?
Sort of. Slightly. Yeah, maybe.
That's what's...
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I guess so. You remember what your name is?
Bowstring or something. I don't know.
Or cut these shafts at this length? Or,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while because we haven't had a chance to sit down long enough to do anything, because any time that we've stayed late, we've turned wrenches, or any time we've
flexed arrows.
Yep, we flexed arrows and got everybody going. But that's
still doing that.
Yeah, I mean, but we got as many as we could get done
right
before season, so that everybody got to going. So let's back up a little bit. It's been what now 3 weeks.
Whoa!
So this Well, last time we talked was the boys were in Canada shooting and trying to finish up.
And they're finished up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they finished up.
3 weeks ago, they finished up. Ethan Johnson finished up 7th overall.
Uh-huh.
And Dalton Richardson finished up 12th.
And then Tyler.
And Tyler 13th. Finished up 13th. So
now, Dalton, I don't know about Ethan or Tyler's team rounds.
Uh-huh.
But Dalton's team...
Well, it was the same team. Here's how that worked. Dalton qualified higher than everybody.
Right.
So he qualified in the top five.
Uh-huh.
So that put him in the U.S. archery team, which was one bare bow, one recruit.
Right. Calvin
and Smock. And so they went on to, that was the team.
Gotcha.
And so
okay.
it was based off the qualifying. So that's how they built the team. And that team went through and had a close match and didn't quite get there.
Yeah, they finished 4th or something, I think.
Yeah, they finished 4th. So they overall team was not as, you know, not they wasn't as happy as they wanted to be, but you know, that's how it works.
So it goes sometimes.
Yeah, and then I mean, United States had some people make the team, you know, make medals. So there was a few medals that come home, and overall it was a pretty good thing. So
right. Yeah.
But you know, that was a few weeks ago. And then we had Labor Day.
I know, I kind of forgot.
And then we had Labor Day.
Uh-huh. And yeah,
then,
we did.
And did you labor on Labor Day?
I did something.
Something, yeah. And then they had the Archery World Finals.
That was Spain.
Yeah, when they went, you know, and the cool part about that, in my opinion, World Finals is like the creme de la creme. In other words, there's only 6 folks that they have to compete. It's not like you think about it, they travel around the world and you're out in the first match 15 arrows as a compounder, or could be
ouch.
Out. I mean, you could be out in, you know, 3 sets in the recurve side, you know, traveled around the world to get there. But you're playing against the best of best.
Right.
And the way they do that is if you've won a world tournament or in points wise, you
qualified
enough. And wherever it's held at also gets a spot. So if it was held in the United States, there'd be a spot for them. If it was held where it was held at, they had a hometown favorite. You know,
gotcha. So if it was held here in the United States, just talk hypothetical for a second. If it was held here in the United States, we would get a spot.
Uh-huh.
So how would we choose who got that spot?
That would be something that they would do. I don't know how they would do it, because essentially we already had people that there, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason why
at that time, I mean, in other words, I guess the second person would get it, you know.
Gotcha.
Our next best would have gotten it type thing. Because, you know, we actually ended up with 2 compounders, a recurver, you know, one male recurver, one female recurver there, and then 2 compounders. So Jimmy Lutz and Braden Gillenting were both there. So it's pretty cool. Brady got the gold medal.
Saw that.
You know, he had just come off of shooting world record.
Right.
And so he's on a tear this year.
Fire.
Yeah. And
he's got that new finger tab that, you know, he designed.
Yep.
I think he's got it all.
It's flowing.
He's got it all figured out.
It's flowing. Braden Guillotine shot against Mikey for the final, and he got behind in it, and Mikey never took his foot off the gas. So, but I mean, still, you know,
Mikey's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, because you know
you never know.
There's
when
a problem.
That,
you know when it's gonna happen, right? Yeah. There's a 50-50 chance he's gonna shoot an eight.
Oopity doo.
Yeah, he's gonna have an uh oh, and so it was one of those that you know Bray's like, you know,
can you just have it?
Yeah.
You know? Can you just do it please one time?
Yeah, just I need it on the last arrow. You know, the 50% chance on the last arrow is gonna happen. Yeah. It's really funny.
Great.
But
I mean, I'm not
knocking him, but we know because archery is that way, and we understand that it happens.
I had it happen a while ago. I was in here shoot my hunting bow when I was clocked out for lunch. Whoa, where'd that come from?
Yep. So I mean it's the same thing, and it's just hilarious. You know, we've talked about it. Mike is a great guy, shoots real good, he's got plenty of whatever, but you know, Braden Guillotine is the number one ranked compounder in the United States, mm-hmm. and is now ranked number two in the world. He was number one at the time, and it was just those few points that made it flip.
Mikey take it over.
So that's where it stands. And then of course they had the mixed team goal, compound mm-hmm. goal. So mm-hmm. the girls, you know, so we ended up with, we ended up with several things, and they did good. And I thought it was, you know, if you ever watch matches, that's the matches to watch.
Right.
Because
those are fun to watch.
Yeah. See, like when they go, they have a lottery draw. Because how do you know? It used to be the number one ranks against the number six, number, you know.
Right.
So now they just make the number one and the number two at the far end, and they lottery draw everybody else. By random, because they all know they're ranked that good anyway. There's a half a point difference between them, so they just random draw them. So it's pretty neat how they paired them together to start off, and that was neat. And then the GAA had their outdoor championships, which is a full FITA, four different distances, a compound adult shoot 90 meters.
90 meters?
Yes, sir. 90 meters.
That's a chunk.
Yep, at a 122 target on the long one. That was the 7th and 8th, and they also set their schedule. They ended up with 93 shooters.
Pretty good.
And Matthew Russell shot a 1406 out of a 1440, and reset the new record at 50 meters mm-hmm. in the cadet class.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that. Congratulations.
Do you know who
Russell.
Was the previous record holder?
I do not.
Mikey Schlossinger. So that's who held it, and he beat it by 2 points, 3 points, something. And so it's in the record books. I knew this weeks ago, but I was waiting for the official.
Right.
I posted, we shared the official yesterday.
I think so, yeah.
It was on my list to say tentative, but we haven't had a chance to record till now.
So it's official. Past tentative now.
Yeah, it's official.
It's official.
Yeah, it's actually
inked.
It's on the World Archery website. If you pull up records, his face is there and Mikey's is behind it. So, but that was cool. And that was the last state tournament for the season or the year. So there's nothing else.
Done. No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
What?
Time to hunt.
Well, no. State tournament.
I know.
Not slinging arrows.
State deer killing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is this past weekend, everybody and their brother
Was in the woods. Not everybody.
There's people who had to work on Saturdays.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I know a few that's like, no, it's too hot. And yeah. It was hot. Too hot.
But there was some nice deer.
There was some nice deer.
Did you go through the lit, man? Just some pictures? It's like, man.
Emo killed a good one.
Yeah, sure. I tell you, that video was funny to watch because he was jacked up. To see a man that excited about shooting a deer, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's about.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt in my mind. And that was awesome. The two boys, I guess I saw them post it a couple of times when you was talking to Danny, the son and dad shot those two toads. I saw a lady who had shot a big one. I saw several others. It seemed to, overall, most of them were afternoon kills. From what I could see.
And I hunted yesterday for the first time.
Yep.
Even though I said I wasn't, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't help it. Buddy says, hey, man, got deer. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I had already decided that I probably wasn't going to shoot anything.
Unless he was a toad.
Yeah, I mean, the big doe that I saw yesterday, I mean, I thought about shooting her.
But then you thought about the hot.
And it was like 6:30, 6:45, and it was smoking. And I did that last year.
Yeah.
And within 30 minutes, there was more flies and bees on the deer than you could shake stick it. And I don't know. If that deer had come in 30 to 45 minutes later, I might have shot her. But she was big. She had two little ones with her, one with spots, one without. But it was a fun hunt.
Oh, yeah.
The first time that I have ever let an arrow go at a coyote, and I missed.
Well, Speedy Gonzalez coyote you were shooting at.
Yeah, it was about two-thirds from being wide open, or it was two-thirds. He's about a third away from being wide open.
He's fixing to hit high gear.
Oh, yeah. He had come in on the same trail that those deer had come in, which was this was the second time that this particular place has been hunted. Place a buddy of mine's got. And the deer came from the way we walked in. I have never been there. And when he put me in the stand, he's like, I think they're going to come from this way or this way or this way. It's from all the sign that I seen when I put stands up. All right, then. Deer came in on the exact same trail we came in. Like, literally was walking in our footsteps. Stopped where we stopped.
They didn't care. They were just trying to figure out.
The big doe knew something wasn't right. She could smell something. I'm not surprised. I mean, as hot as it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard to cover up that much sweating. Yep.
But it was fun. I mean,
yeah.
That coyote that I shot at later in the evening was running about a buck 20. I still don't know how far he was. I don't know where my arrow's at because it was getting late, and the lighted knock was apparently about dead because it was not glowing. It's
probably one of them that you'd been shooting up here.
It was one that had been on my bullets since I built them for Texas, and I just don't know if it got pushed on.
I got you.
I didn't even try it when I knocked it. I mean,
you didn't test
it. You know how much time I spent with my hunting bow?
Yeah, I know. Well, the three times I saw you shoot it, and then
that's about it.
Yeah.
And hunt arrows ain't been touched, so I just assumed it was good, and I shouldn't have. But either way, don't know where the arrow's at. I sent it. And it may still be going.
Yeah.
But so is the coyote.
Well, I went Sunday.
Yeah. Did you sweat to death too?
I put up my new camera finally.
The cutterback?
Yep.
That thing is cooler than sliced bread.
And it took my picture while I was spreading out there.
Get pictures.
When I was seeding my food plot. Isn't that what you said in them pictures you posted?
I'm actually going to check mine now.
Them yellow anchors. I was actually putting out the tracks.
If we can't get no rain, that's going to be the only food plot you can have. Yeah.
So I was actually putting out the tracks, and it caught me on the camera and it sent me the picture. So I know it's working. Mm-hmm. And then I filled up the other two gravity feeders I got. And then I turned around and sat down and for the evening hunt and just relaxed. And I had a little scrub come through. And I had already told Robbie, I think the first thing I'm going to have to let the air out or whatever comes by, but I debated it. I mean, he was a, you don't call him yearling, I guess year and a half, whatever. But, you know, to have 6 inches of bone on his head and almost not be 3 foot off the ground, you know, small deer, that means he's got potential in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, we can let him walk and see what potential we can get because there's a couple of good ones. And you've seen some pictures. I mean, I've been taking pictures for the last few weeks, and I got to shoot these bucks now because they're going to be gone because I ain't got no does. You know? I got pictures of one doe and of probably 2,000 pictures.
I've got plenty of doe pictures.
Yeah, well, I don't have that.
In one spot.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same four does.
Yeah.
But they're regular.
Yeah.
But I don't have many deer with horns.
I understand. See, we have the opposite problem.
That's
kind of
funny because last year I had more deer with horns on camera than I did with loud horns.
That's right.
I seen more deer at this particular place with horns than I did without horns.
Okay.
They weren't very big, but nonetheless, they were horns.
That's right.
This year's kind of flipped over there.
That's weird.
The other place that we're going to this afternoon, yep, we're going. I know it's 94, and I said I wasn't, but I can't help it.
I understand.
So we're going.
We're going. So anyway,
got off
all of that to be said, we had good time for the weekend.
Yeah.
So now we've caught up all the way to this weekend. Bunch of good deer, bunch of stuff. Everybody's finished on the season. The GAA set their dates, so the new calendar will be coming out. The first tournament of next year, state tournament for indoor, will be December the 7th, and it's a 25-meter, and it's at Georgia Southern. So you can write that on your calendar now, but we usually don't talk about stuff that far ahead of time. But hey, it just sort of gives somebody goes, okay,
right.
That's what I got to plan.
You got a few months.
That's right. So we got a few months to kill some stuff. And if you do, and you post pictures on social media, make sure you hashtag
Georgia Archery
so that we can see them and we'll share them and, you know, give congratulations out to folks. Cause I'm telling you, and then this is a rabbit hole. I ain't going to get too deep into it, as long as you don't, you know, just reach and grab me before I go. I'm tired of how old is this deer and should I shoot it pictures.
Already.
You know what?
And some of the groups.
This is my opinion.
If you want to shoot it,
shoot it. I'm not mad at you. We're all in the same family together.
We're all on the same team.
Right? We all shoot bows. We all like to hunt. There was a darn thing the other day talking about, oh, you shot one with spots. This was a, you know, 10-year-old girl.
I saw that.
With a, you know, picture. Okay. You know, she's out in the woods. She's shooting her darn bow. She's doing something besides playing on them freaking video games.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm not going to stop you from going down this rabbit hole. I might help get you down deeper.
You understand? And that, yes, it has bothered me to death. I have not shot. I'm dang gonna lie to you. You've seen the pictures. I got lots of bucks.
Right.
And I got some that are probably 117s, 115s.
Mm-hmm.
That may die.
Ain't no may to it.
Because that's what I want.
Right.
It's not, it has nothing to do. I ain't going to shoot the little, you know, 10 inches on his head and, you know, being a yearling. That's not me. But I'll shoot the doe that walks with him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I may shoot that darn 6-pointer that's been loving all over.
You need to get rid of that gene pool
He got the wrong genes.
No, he got the right genes, but he's attracted to the wrong sex. You better get rid of that one.
We'll have to post that up on social media so that everybody can see the picture that we're talking about.
I'd rather you not
get something started there.
Yeah, you got some freaky deer almost.
Anyway, got a pretty good buck, but he's got a friend that seems to like him a lot.
Too much.
Yeah. So anywho, that's what. But I'm tired of seeing that. It bothers me. It bothers me every time somebody goes, that deer ain't but this year old. That deer ain't but that year old.
Look, and here's, man, if the you want to shoot it.
You know, we're here to hunt, and you know, I promise you this. Back in the day when you had to hunt for your food, it wasn't about the rack.
We ain't hunting for our food today.
We don't have to hunt for our food.
Do we eat it? Yeah, absolutely.
But do we have to hunt for our food? No. But, you know, I set my standard, and that's fine for me.
I'm not gonna
fuss
pick on you or jab at you because you had to wipe the milk off the lips of the deer after you shot it.
Or when I hit it, the spots fell off. You know what I mean?
Dude, why make them fall off? Let them stay on.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I'm tracking.
It bothers me because my opinion is we're all out there hunting and we're doing and what we love to do. Why beat somebody down because they didn't shoot the deer that you thought that they should, you know, or they shot the deer that you would let walk? Well, yeah, that's you. You may like the color black and I might like the color green. That doesn't mean that I'm going to bitch at you every time you wear black.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
Dude, I'm with you.
So that's just.
How about them dogs, man?
How about them dogs? Well, I tell you what, them dogs have going to figure out if they can play
next weekend. Yeah. This coming up weekend.
Yep. So, but they didn't let them score at all.
Mm-mm.
Didn't even let them get on the board this past weekend. So they're doing pretty good. Whatever football team you root for, you know, I hope you keep rooting for them. Everybody needs a fan.
That's right.
You know, so things coming up. Archery Learning Center is doing their Wednesday night league. So they're doing an indoor league Wednesday nights. Ace Archery has just finished up their hunting league. Mm-hmm. And in 2 weeks or whatever, we'll officially start our leagues.
Right.
The target bow style. And 4-H is starting in lots of counties. So mm-hmm. Walton County had their meeting Friday night. And other places I've seen posted, hey, we're going to have our meeting here. We're going to have our meeting there. So 4-H is starting up there. Get rolling. The last United States shoot, the last national shoot, is the last USAT event in Texas.
Last weekend of September.
Yep. So, and then they'll be done finally.
Done.
Looks like all of our 3D archery heroes, or a lot of them, are out slinging arrows and
killing,
and dropping some biggins.
Tate killed a moose of an elk. David Hauser killed a moose of an elk.
That's right. They all killed Levi's killed more toads than them. He's got that mule deer, that dang ram, the elk did, and then they've been hunting for. And
I didn't notice he killed an elk.
It's I don't know. I had to look at it.
I know Chance killed a toad. Chance killed. I mean, good gracious. Yep.
So I mean, all of our 3D heroes, which you know, they're out doing their thing, you know, and Tate was mad because he had to wait a week to go. Mm-hmm. And then I seen a lot of pictures of a lot of folks that are going this week, you know, hey, we're out. This is the last social media post for a week or wherever. Mm-hmm. So, and then if you're a local archer and you're headed out, we got a lot of guys who were headed to here and headed there and, you know, trying to get their stuff going. They're like, I don't care about open weekend. I'm fixing to go to Colorado in a week, you know. So all of those guys that are headed out, good luck to all of y'all. And then, like I said, hashtag some Georgia archery on all those pictures. So so you've been spraying down with your no scent?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else?
You've been putting out your tracks?
Well, yeah. Dude, let me tell you about my first experience with a track. All right. And Cody Buck. That Cody Buck camera is cooler than the other side of the pillow. I'm just saying. But I got a place over about 15 miles from here. I'm not going to say exactly what town because I don't want nobody trying to get up on my deers. But
there's already too much of that anyway.
Yeah. Anyhow, I've never used the tracks, which, you know, it's a new product for mm-hmm. this year. And this particular place, I have not stepped foot on since November of last year.
Yep.
Early November. Mm-hmm. Like really early November.
Yeah. Before Thanksgiving for sure.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Because I don't think I hunted any time. Maybe after once after Thanksgiving. I'd already killed three, and Nate had killed three or so. So we were deered up. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, with that being said, I went over there last Monday. Nathan and I went over there last Monday. He was out of school from his hand, having to have plates put in it and all.
Yep.
Dropped a bag of tracks and put the cutty back up.
That picture's funny. I'm seeding my food plot, and then a zillion people, what'd you planting? And you said a tracks, and everybody goes, you can't plant that. And I'm like, well, if you ain't got no rain, it plants pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only food plot I can plant right now. I mean, I ain't no way I can justify spending that kind of money and putting it in the ground, hoping that it'll come up, mm-hmm. fertilizer. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just ain't. So I'll keep planting my tracks.
Or even if you did get one, and it pops up, sprouts, and then burns up.
Yep. So I'm just going to keep planting my tracks. I know that they'll eat it today.
Yeah.
If I put it on the ground today, they'll eat it today.
How do you know that?
Because at 5:46, you can see the camera, maybe it's 4:46, where Junior and I is planting our tracks.
Mm-hmm.
At 11:45 that night, they're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Eating it. 6 hours.
It's gone. It's ready to go.
And they're already on it. And
so you didn't have to wait for rain?
No.
You didn't have to wait for it to grow?
And fertilize it.
You didn't have to freaking put all the 10-10-10 on
no.
it?
No. I mean, if we could depend on rain, I'd much rather. I enjoy doing the food plot thing.
The food plot thing is good. Don't get me wrong.
It's a whole other side of experience, so to speak. But I've done it in the past where you're taking a shot, you know, hoping for rain. I'm not doing it. I don't know how many hundreds of dollars I've set or put in the dirt.
That never did nothing.
That never did anything.
I understand.
Just ain't doing it again. But anyhow, 5 to 6 hours, whatever it was, they were on that of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because the cutty back sent it to me.
Sent you a picture, says, hey, there they are.
And Nate and I had a bet going on how long it was going to take.
You figured 24 hours, right?
I had a feeling it would be less than 24 hours. A slight suspicion that they might find it that night, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping, but I didn't have a lot of confidence in it, but I figured within 24 hours they'd find it. 5 to 6 hours, whatever it was, they were on it.
They were on it.
And I know that because the cutty back sent it to me.
Peanut butter smell. I mean, that smell.
We need to cut this thing off so I can get over there and put some more out before we go to the other place. Because they're going to eat it all.
So you got your nose scent. You spread out your tracks by Southeast Wildlife Innovations. You got your Black Eagle arrows ready.
Oh, yeah. They tipped and ready to rock.
And Last Chance Archery Bow Press put all your stuff together.
It did.
And I'm just dropping names of places.
There's one on here that I don't, where they're Georgia based.
That's what I'm, all of this is Georgia based companies. And I was just dropping some names on the list of Georgia based companies because we are Georgia based, you know, archery. So I was just, those things are Georgia based companies. And there's two more on there that are Georgia based companies.
Obsession Bows. And Axion.
So, there's people who use Axion products, mm-hmm. and there's people who use Obsession Bows.
That makes some good looking stuff. I don't have too much experience with it. But
considering that Arcus is right here, that would be Tinks, Dead Down mm-hmm. Wind. I mean, you know all that stuff's been used.
Use Dead Down Wind.
You know all of that stuff's been mm-hmm. used. So I had put this little list of some archery companies and, you know, our products that we use in the archery industry.
Well, Swacker Broadheads.
Yep, Swacker Broadheads.
There's got to be some more.
Tack would be.
Tack veins.
Veins.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some more. I didn't go through the whole list. I was just dropping some new ones. That's like the Obsession. We've talked about Southeast, you know, Wildlife Innovations because SWI has been, we've been using their products, and No Scent Mike's a great guy, you know, who's been coming in. We've done some stuff with him and, talk to him and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We, you know, if we use a product, we're gonna tell you what we use. You know, just like Gas Bowstrings ain't in Georgia, but I didn't know that
it's only Bowstring I'll use.
That's right. So I mean, and that just has to do with what we use, right. You know. And so, but I was just adding. That's why I added Obsession Bows because there's a whole lot of guys who shoot Obsession Bows. Mm-hmm. It's a Georgia company, and
they make a good bow.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. And then Axion's made some products, and then like I said, we'll keep adding some products to the list. And Last Chance has been there forever. And if you ain't, if you run a bow shop, you use Last Chance products like they're going out of style. So your bow is more than likely touched a Last Chance product mm-hmm. in any bow shop you've been in. So
at some point for sure.
And then you know, they got a hanger that's pretty neat. You know, bow hanger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a fletching jig that people use a lot
mm-hmm.
and you know, some different stuff. So the boys over at Last Chance have always done me well, even way before for so many years. You know, I love their glue. I to fletch arrows with.
I got a bottle of it while we were at the ATA show, and mm-hmm. it did very, very well.
I've always used their glue, and then their, you know, they got accelerator spray and so forth, so I ain't never had no problems. But that being said, we were just trying to hit and miss because it's been like 3 weeks and since we've had a podcast, and we needed to get one done, so we've gotten one done. The deal is,
now it's time
to kill something.
To go get one done.
So, until next time.
We're going to cut it off right there?
I guess. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. I'm ready to go shoot something.
Oh, you just told me you were ready to get it done.
Yeah, look, I'm down like a fat. I'm down like 4 flat tires.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of tournaments coming up. There's a lot of folks. Oh, I did say October the 5th, there's a head-to-head tournament at Governor's Gun Club. So it's an afternoon, the head-to-head match, that kind of thing. It's going to be something neat. So that's coming up. But hopefully we'll get another podcast in before that one comes around so we can talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I got to go get some nose jammer.
You want to smell like vanilla?
Yeah, Allie Good. I got to go see Allie Good. Just nose jammer. I'm gonna test it.
Nose jammer. Yeah, I've been reading some stuff on that.
I have too.
All natural, whatever. So
until next time.
Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see you.